الحصين مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ولا تزودت قبل الموت نافلة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. As we continue with our Qasida Burda and the focus, the chapter topic is busy on the nafs. We're busy with the nafs. Previously, we spoke about وَرَاعِهَا وَهْيَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ سَائِمَةً. So this word وَهْيَ, this is just to blend in with a particular stanza. وَرَاعِهَا, رَاعِهَا, this means guard it. We said guard your nafs. Just to give a recap of what we did previously. وَرَاعِهَا وَهْيَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ سَائِمَةً, and guard it while it is grazing in the field of actions. وَإِنْ يَسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى فَلَا تُسِمِي. If it enjoys pasture, do not let it roam freely. And if you see this word here, وَإِنْ يَسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى, this word الْمَرْعَى, where does it come? If you see in Surah سَبِّحِسْمَة, سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى والذي أخرج المرعى. So there is chapter 87, Surah 87, verse number 4. والذي أخرج المرعى. So this word المرعى. And praise the one who brought forth its pasturage. So yeah, when we say وَإِنْ يَسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى فَلَا تُسِمِي, and guard it while it is grazing in the field of actions, that is وَرَاعِهَا, guard it, وَهِيَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ سَائِمَةً. And this portion here, وَإِنْ يَسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى, if it enjoys pasture, do not let it roam, فَلَا تُسِمِي, do not let it roam freely. So building on this, we'll see the next stanza, it just builds on from this topic. And there is a beautiful hadith, or shall we say ahadith, plural. There's many ahadith which we're going to continue focusing on here. And you could label this, or the topic could be, nafs ki nigrani zaruri hai. To monitor the nafs is compulsory. It is necessary. We have to do it. And here Mufti Ridaul Haqsab, Hafidhahullah, he mentions here, and you can see it also, Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda, and this is the exclusive pearls of Qasida Burda, explaining, detailing the stanzas of Qasida Burda. So if you turn to chapter in volume 1, if you look in page 282, I'm looking at the Urdu version of it. So you get the Arabic and you get the Urdu. Page 282, and this is volume 1. In this particular chapter, Mufti Sahib focuses on nafs ki nikrani zaruri hai. It is necessary to monitor, to keep a close eye on the nafs. If you see here, there is various aspects to it. We discussed last week, so we're not going to repeat those topics and those aspects. But here is a nutshell, apne a'mal ki hifazat ki khatir bhi a'mal ki nigrani karna zaruri hai. In this phase of our lives, where we are doing actions and we want to protect it. See, when you were younger, when you were 4-5 years of age, you did whatever, there was no salah, no... If you did anything, it was good. It goes on your parents' name, your name is good. Your status gets raised, this, that, the other. But if you did wrong, you won't be taken to task for that. Of course, if it's got to do with another person you stole, or you, then the parents will have to be involved and they will have to see what is the way forward to solve those issues. But we are speaking here specifically at this particular age of our lives, stage of our life, where we want to protect our deeds. So many of us engaging in beautiful actions, but are we really taking out that little bit of extra effort to ensure that this action is protected? Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam builds the Kaaba al-Musharrafah. He is a prophet, a mighty prophet, but still does not just rely, okay, I did such a good action. The acceptance of this action, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh Allah, accept from us. So this is something that is key. Doing good actions and preserving it as well, so that it will become like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, الْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, everlasting good actions. Everlasting noble deeds. This is where we want to focus on, especially with Vision 1446 Ramadan. That is where we are focusing on. We want to do actions that it is going to last us forever. Al-Baqiyatu Salihat. Sometimes, you know, and I've experienced this with many individuals where they speak to you, they tell you the experiences of their past, everything. And you come to realize that these people, just that Hajj, which was done with so much of sincereness, that has carried them and is taking them further and further and further. One action sometimes, it's just one action, but it just had that ripple effect. And now they were able to do these good actions. And it just, as Imam Ghazali rahimullah explained it so beautifully, today, you can understand it in rugby, not that we advocate that you must start playing rugby or something, but the understanding is of this year. In rugby, you get two teams and you get a ball. Everyone's running. You know the whole craze now. Ball. Running after a ball. Okay. So anyway, let's utilize this understanding of the youth. Maybe it will sound appealing to them. It will resonate with them. So you have the one team and the other team. You know, you support one team always. There's only in our vocabulary, it is only in this particular stage and age of our lives where we finding Muslimin who say and proudly say they support the red devils. Where in your entire life, and this, I am perturbed with my own self because we have this particular references of such nature, and then discovery comes in to say that how could you actually have those particular statements and slogans which was part and parcel of your life. You would say stuff, we support the red devils, and you would be so passionate and so arrogant at times, proud, walking with your red devil t-shirt. Red devil t-shirt. I remember once, this was, Allah protect us, Allah forgive us, Allah take us forward in stages, and use these examples to alert and to appeal to others as well. There was this one t-shirt, red devil's t-shirt. It wasn't even red in color. But because it had the badge of Manchester United, and it had the red, it actually had a devil sign there. You're walking around proudly. But this one, because it was from the UK, and you know, it's just from the area, from the place where it is, the team is from and everything. And then you get this gift, and you can also, the benefit of it was you could swap t-shirts, you could swap it around. So one side was white, and if you swap around the t-shirt, it had the gold side on the other side. And you would be so passionate about this till the day came where you started to realize that all of this is all a lie and a big hoax. It is to take you, drift you away from your ultimate objective and your purpose in life. But remember this hadith, Al-Mar'u ma'a man ahabba yawm al-qiyamah. A person will be with whom he loves on the day of Qiyamah. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And a villager came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Mata sa'a, when is the day of, when is Qiyamah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rephrased the question. Rather ask this, ma a'tadta laha, what have you prepared for the day of Qiyamah? This should be the question. Made him, got him thinking then. Anyway, this is what we're saying to you. Proudly, arrogantly, you go about and say you support red devils and just only in this day and age will you say these things. Anyway, put that aside. Going back to the rugby game. So, you have, I'm not saying Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi exactly said rugby, but he said, if you look at it, in today's comparison, in today's world, the way you'll understand it is like this. So you have two teams. So you have the devils and you have the angels. And I was saying to you, who would ever wish to support the devils? Only in this day and age, right? But yes, you do get it. So you get the devils and you get the angels. A normal sane person will say, hey, I want to be with the angels. I want to be with the angels. No matter what a big devil he himself is, but he wants to be acquainted with the angels. He wants to be noted down amongst the angels. So anyway, you've got this ball. You've got this ball. And two teams are fighting. Imam Ghazali rahimullah says that, see, you are the ball. You are the ball. Either you are doing good deeds or either you are doing evil deeds. If you are doing good deeds, then the angels, they want to throw you from one to the next. Each angel, in fact, is fighting for you. And he wants to see how he can get a piece of you. That, hey, there's good here, come here. There's good here, give charity here. There's good here, read salah here. There's do this, visit the sick person here. Do this, help this old person. And this is how it has that ripple effect we're speaking about. From one to the next, come, do this. You activated, captivated in doing good actions, one after the other. And then what happens? You're going to have your off days. You're going to have those days where you're down. You're going to have those days where you you're going to slip up. You're going to mess up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu bani Adam khatta'un wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawwabun." That every son of Adam alayhi salam, yes, there's an exception with the Anbiya alayhi salam, but every son of Adam alayhi salam generally is a sinner, and the best of sinners are those who repent. The best of sinners are those who repent. See verse 22, chapter 2 of Surah Al-Baqarah. What does Allah says? Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina. Allah loves those who constantly repent. They're repenting even when they do good because they don't know if it's accepted or not. So that concern, that worry, we want to protect our good deeds. We're taking out the effort. Shaitan wants to destroy those good deeds. And we must seek, search to see how we can protect those good deeds. That's what we must focus on. Sometimes a person is giving out sadaqah. And Quran Sharif makes mention of this here. But he does the good deed, but thereafter he causes harm. He causes pain and grief to the person. So it is better you don't give it. Rather say, you should have said a good word then. Because now you feel that you've got the upper hand. Now you feel like you've got this advantage to use your bullying tactics now because you have helped someone. No. You give that, and together with that, you don't cause pain to the next person. It says, must be as if though you didn't even give it to that person. When you meet the person, you don't even give about that words or that actions or that body language that, you know, I helped you. You know, I helped you. You know this person, yeah, I helped him so much. You know how many urge I send this man for? You know how much? No. Keep quiet. Stop causing pain to that person. You must do this now. You forgot I helped you. I paid for your bills when you didn't have no money. You forgot who did that. That's causing pain to that person. You did that. Remember, our focus is on what? Al-baqiyatu salihat. Everlasting good actions. That's what we're focusing on. We want these actions to really be of weight on that day of on the day of Qiyamah, where we'll be seeking, searching to see every atom of goodness. Please put it to my name. I want it to be weighing a heavy scale of good deeds. So this year, this focus, this concern, going back to that game, What happens? The angels, you're doing good. Come do good here. Come do good here. Come do good here. Like this. And no sooner you make a mistake, we're bound to err. But when you do that mistake or you commit that crime, turn back to Allah. Do not lose hope. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Shaitan wants to take you away from doing good and he wants to put you in the state of despondency. Allah says no. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope. Do not become despondent in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you carry on. And you turn back to Allah because Allah is Al-Ghafoor Rahim. You must never see how you can do things intentionally sinning. That is now a calculated sin. How merciful isn't Allah? You just intend to do good deed. For your intention, Allah rewards you. And if you have to carry out the deed, physically carrying out, you get so much of rewards. Allah is so merciful. You intend to do an evil deed, but you don't perpetrate the crime. There's no sin written for you till you commit the crime. Till you commit the crime. You make effort to go in that direction. Sometimes you may have this intention to go and sleep or do this filthy action with some female. You go out on the journey. Now you've already headed towards that. So it will be, you took footsteps towards that evil. But because of some reason or the other, she said she can't make it or something. You will still get that because you took those footsteps towards it. But we're speaking of particular instances here where you intended to do evil. You didn't take those footsteps. You didn't head in that direction. It wasn't something from her side. You yourself canceled it. Because the fear of Allah gripped you. And there's major, major rewards for this. Anyway, this kind of good deeds, you're staying focused and you're trying to do it constantly. You slip up, you fall, you carry on. And take a typical example. You're out shopping. By mistake, your gaze fell on a strange female. Now Shaitan comes and says, but you already took one look. You already know how she looked. Just take another look. Now it's finished. No. Wara'iha. Guard it. Guard your nafs. Don't look at. Now, even if you made a mistake and you erred, say, Ya Allah, you forgive me. I made a mistake. Because what happens? Nafs will tell you no. Take, now you already perpetrated the crime. Just pop all the pearls. Just do all the crime. Just carry on now. That is that level of despondency which Shaitan wants to get you at. You must turn away. I slipped up. I'm going to come back on. Allah is most merciful. Allah at every turn wants to forgive you. So that's where you're going to focus on there. So the angels, they got you. And they're playing, they're throwing one to the next, one to the next. If you slip up and you fall into this state now, you're just going from one to the next. Then Shaitan grips you, takes the ball from the angels. And now what happens? The angels want to throw you from one to the next. Come kill this person. Come do this. You know, Zionists and all of that. You have to drink the blood and devilish ways go into all of this here. That is why you can kill babies, slaughter them, do whatever you want to them, and you can feel absolutely nothing. You can still feel that you are the chosen servants. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. How can you even feel like that? The whole world is questioning. You say this is a war. You say this and that and the other. But then why are you shooting children in the skull, direct targets? How are you doing this? How are you focusing your attention on medical outlets? How are you focusing your attention on journalists? How are you focusing your attention on any person, any individual which serves as a threat to you? And you say war. We're not speaking, Mujahideen are doing their duty to protect. But you are focused. Proof, evidence is in this. That you're not focused. Your lies is just going from one to the next. Anyway, Shaitan wants to throw you from one to the next. you know, when that particular player, he puts that ball down, he puts the ball down, then now, will he score points for that team? Or for the other team, what will it mean? It will mean a loss for them. The question here is, by who do you want to be put down with? Do you want to be put down, emulating, striving? Allah has put the nafs, Allah has put shaitan as your enemies there. And as long as you are taming this nafs, you are trying, striving, you're not an angel. You've been granted all these desires, but you are fighting it. So you're trying to emulate the angels in this sense. You can't ever be the angels. The angels don't break the command of Allah, but you are striving to reach such a state. In going towards that now, in this particular direction, we have to guard our nafs, because why? We can tend to feel that, you know, we accepted, we are chosen, we are this, we are that. This is the meaning in all of this. Protecting your good deeds. In this lifestyle of ours, where we are now, if it loves to do good deeds, then do. You should not let it roam freely, because shaitan is waiting at every given point to also. You're going for Umrah, you're doing excellent. But you say, you know what? Let me motivate others. I'll just take a picture, send it out on. Now you get so involved. One is the perpetration of a crime there in Makkah Mukarramah. And that in itself is a grave crime. And the other is you destroying. Your attention, your time now is in. Once we saw this here, you're seeing the beautiful ocean, the scenery, the view. And there are these people there, instead of enjoying the vision or this beautiful scenery, they are rather worried about selfie and what the people must say of me. Forget the scenery, that's there, but more interested the nafs is in how people must see me. It's me, 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 selfie. This is what it's all become. Whether you are there, so we've lost the essence of life. As long as we can put up a big act, everything is smooth and running. Behind the scenes, what we're doing, as long as people must have good. Do you ever find a person posting some wicked or some evil that he's doing? Yes, you do get those. But I'm saying some, okay, let's say embarrassing things. Do you ever find that? No, because people must think highly of me. People must think, you know, I'm someone special. So in this, Allama Busayri Rahimullah is teaching us an important lesson here. Guard your nafs as it grazes, as it loves to enjoy pasture too. Then too, worry, be concerned. Nafs ki nigrani zaruri hai. There's a beautiful hadith, but before we go to that, if you see the verse of the Quran Sharif, we are looking at verse number 110 of Suratul Kaf. Suratul Kaf, chapter 18, we are looking at verse 110. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Do not commit shirk in the worship of your sustainer. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ, you should not commit shirk in the worship of his sustainer with anybody. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. See, shari'at mein a'mal-e-salihah ko mahfooz rakhne ki bahut zyada taqeed warid hui hai. And this we're proving from here. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Together with this, if you see, Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah, in his beautiful compilation of a hadith, Under these verses of Surah Al-Kahf, he's made tafsir, he puts a hadith. That's how they make tafsir. The hadith is the tafsir of this verse. So in his compilation, he's got this hadith there. You can check it up, a beautiful hadith that is there. إِذَا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لِيَوْمِ اللَّا رَيْبَ فِيهِ نَادَى مُنَادٍ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers the people on the day of Qiyamah, on that day which there is absolutely no doubt, a caller will call out. A caller will call out. مَنْ كَانَ أَشْرَكَ فِي عَمَلٍ عَمِلَهُ اللَّهُ عَمِلَهُ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا فَلْيَطْلُبْ ثَوَابَهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءُ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. Allah will gather the people on the day of Qiyamah. That day there's absolutely no doubt about. A caller calls out, whoever has perpetrated, whoever has done a deed for Allah, outwardly it looks like it's for Allah. مَنْ كَانَ أَشْرَكَ فِي عَمَلٍ. So he's perpetrated, committed shirk, associated someone else in this particular action, which it looks like he's done it for the pleasure of Allah, but in his heart he knows well he did it for someone else. فَلْيَطْلُبْ ثَوَابَهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Then he should search and seek for his reward with someone else besides for Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent, is totally free from the shirk of those who do all of this. Yeah. He's totally independent of all of the shirk, of the shuraka, of those whom as partners has been associated with. Allah is free from all of that. And you, in your heart, you think, hey, I did a good deed. Can you see where the shirk, how destructive the phone and the selfie has become for our ibadat? How destructive the phone and the selfie and all of this has become destructive for our ibadat. And this is the focal point, the topic of discussion. We say it is in this year where we're trying to guard our good deeds. You're an exceptional person in so many ways possible. Your ibadat outwardly looks protected, it looks good. But is it, are we really wara'iha? Are we really guarding this nafs? Guarding our good deeds? Guarding what we are planting for the future? Are we really doing this? These are major, vital, biting questions which we need to be concerned and concert ourselves about. So this is hadith of Tirmidhi. There's another beautiful hadith here, stressing the same point here. And let's see if we can get through it. An exceptional, beautiful hadith here. Let's go through the smaller one first, before we go to the bigger one. There's a hadith in Ibn Majah. And in this, the chapter is under Babur Riya'i wa Sum'ah. The chapter on show off, showing off and reputation. You want to be heard, you want to be known, you want to become out is all of this here. This is something I have to guard myself, you have to guard yourself, we have to guard ourselves. So that again, we go back to this point. Al-Baqiyatu Salihat. Everlasting good deeds. This is ideally our goal and objective. Now go and see here. In this year, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this narration, in Kitab al-Zuhd of Ibn Majah, Hadith 4205, Inna akhwafa ma atakhawwafu ala ummati. The thing that I fear, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the thing that I fear most for my nation is al-ishraku billah, associating others with Allah. Now you know this and I know this. Shirk is, that is out of the question. That is out of our vocabulary of even considering. You're never ever going to consider shirk. Shirk, no ways, man. But see, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, inna akhwafa ma atakhawwafu ala ummati. The thing that I fear most for my nation is al-ishraku billah, associating others with Allah. Associating others with Allah. Now look at this here. Ama inni lastu aqul. I do not say that they will worship يعبدون. أما إني لست أقول يعبدون شمسا ولا قمرا ولا وثنا ولكن أعمالا لغير الله وشهوة خفية. I do not say now الإشراك بالله. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going into detail, explaining now. See, إشراك بالله, associating partners with Allah. I'm not saying that they are going to worship the sun. I do not say that they are going to worship the moon. I do not say that they are going to worship idols. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is clarifying his statement. The thing he fears most, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and clarification, it is not that he fears, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fears that we go worship the sun, the moon, and our idols. But rather, ولكن أعمالا لغير الله, but deeds done for the sake of anyone other than Allah. Now you ask yourself, I will introspect, as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الكيس من دان نفسه, an intelligent person is he who he checks himself constantly, he's worrying concerned, right? Are we doing good deeds? We engage in good. I'm speaking to you now over the airwaves, but let's put an arrow, or let's rather ask our hearts, what am I really doing this for? Is it so that people can say, oh, what a great topic, what a great discussion, what is the real issue here? I have to be making this action solely for the pleasure of Allah, guarding our good deeds. That is what we are saying. ولكن أعمالا لغير الله, doing actions but for the sake of someone else besides for Allah, لغير الله, وشهوة خفية, and hidden desires. Hidden desires, you've got it there. One is you're fighting it, temptation, and the other is under the blankets, what is happening there. And the harm here of having hidden desires of this nature is eventually, if you don't protect it, if you're not guarding it, what's going to happen then? You are eventually going to fall into that trap. That is why it is vitally important to speak to those who are experts and who can help you and assist you in these difficult times. And they have also, they've come out of this. These are shuyukh, very rare will you find them, but when you do, and you can see this man reminds you of Allah, not one where a female says, you know what, this is my desires, and then that whole, instead of solving the passions, the sheikh say, no, you know what, I got, you got, let's just solve it, we can do this here this way. See, that now, that is dangerous. This is something that is common when we have to worry, be concerned. Allahumma hassin Faraji, constantly make this dua. Anyway, here comes this beautiful hadith now, which you want to speak about. Ramadan is coming. The Hufad are going to be reciting. Those who are going to be giving tafsir, those sadaqah, all of these good actions. We want to protect it, right? Look at this hadith here. Absolutely amazing. We're going to try to get through it, inshallah, in this limited amount of time. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi, chapter on Zuhd, and it is also under the same title that we said to you was in Ibn Majah, Ya Babu Majah Afir Riyai wa Sum'ah, in the same particular chapter. Now, the hadith starts as such. Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is sitting, or is there, people are gathered around him. It is mentioned, the narrator is asking, he asked the question, who is this person? And people are gathered around. So they said, this here is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's contribution to a hadith, if you want to say Shaykhul Ahadith, and you want to say Shaykhul Ahadith, for someone else also, then you have to change your title for Shaykhul Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, because he's on a different level. No words can explain in practice, in practicality, in narrating, in the amount, the quantity, 5,374 ahadith, his contributions. You know, we've done this in Riyadu Salihin as well, where they came and they would, people would put their leg on Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu because they would think he's gone insane, and that's how they would treat people like this in those days. And meantime, he says, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I wasn't insane, I was just hungry. Contribution, part of the Ashabu Sufa, and you know, they are known as who? They are known as the Adiyaful Islam, the guests of Islam. Anyway, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is there. People are gathered around. They asked, who is this? And they said, this is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. The narrator says, فَدَنَوْتُ مِنْهُ حَتَّى قَعَدْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ النَّاسَ. I went close to him. This is also teaching etiquettes, sitting close to the person, to the speaker. فَدَنَوْتُ, that he goes closer. And this is the narrator. Shufayyan, his name is Anna Shufayyan Al-Asbahi. Shufay Al-Asbahi. This is how you'll know. Shufay Al-Asbahi says, I go close to him and I sat close to him. فَدَنَوْتُ مِنْهُ حَتَّى قَعَدْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ النَّاسَ. He's speaking to the people. فَلَمَّا سَكَتَ, when Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was silent, وَخَلَا, alone, قُلْتُ لَهُ, I said to him, أَنْشُدُكَ بِحَقٍ, أَنْشُدُكَ بِحَقِّ وَحَقِّ لَمَّا حَدَّثْتَنِي حَدِيثًا سَمِعْتَهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He says, قُلْتُ لَهُ, I said to Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, أَنْشُدُكَ بِحَقِّ وَبِحَقٍ لَمَّا حَدَّثْتَنِي حَدِيثًا سَمِعْتَهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَقَلْتَهُ وَعَلِمْتَهُ. I ask you absolute truth, if you would narrate to me a hadith which you heard from Rasul صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ that you understand well and you know well. This is it. See, what is this? The golden chain we are witnessing, transmission from one to the next, the golden hearts. فَقَالَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, أَفْعَلُ لَأُحَدِّثَنَّكَ حَدِيثًا حَدَّثَنِيهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَقَلْتُهُ وَعَلِمْتُهُ. أَفْعَلُ لَأُحَدِّثَنَّكَ حَدِيثًا حَدَّثَنِيهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَقَلْتُهُ وَعَلِمْتُهُ. I'm going to narrate to you a hadith. I'm going to narrate to you a hadith. Such a hadith. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated to me. I understood and I understand well. I know and I understand. ثُمَّ نَشَغَ, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. ثُمَّ نَشَغَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ نَشْغَةً. Nabi, so Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he goes into this mode, sobbing mode, profusely. فَمَكَّثَ قَلِيلًا, he holds back for a while, and he sat for a while. ثُمَّ أَفَاقَ, he recovered. فَقَال, and then Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, لَوْحَدِّثَنَّكَ حَدِيثًا حَدَّثَنِيهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي هَذَا الْبَيْتِ مَا مَعَنَا أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي وَغَيْرُهُ. I'm going to narrate to you such a hadith that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated to me in this particular home, this exact home. There was nobody else besides me and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the whole incident goes on further. ثُمَّ نَشَغَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ نَشْغَةً أُخْرَى. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu goes into this mode, sobbing mode profusely again. And then he says, ثُمَّ أَفَاقَ, he gains his consciousness again. فَمَسَحَ وَجْهَهُ, he wipes his face. فَقَالْ لَأُحَدِّثَنَّكَ حَدِيثًا حَدَّثَنِيهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَنَا وَهُوَ فِي هَذَا الْبَيْتِ مَا مَعَنَا أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي وَغَيْرُهُ. I'm going to narrate to you a hadith that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me, and there was nobody in this home besides me and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thumma nashakha Abu Hurairah nashkatan ukhra. And again, Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu goes into this mode, sobbing mode profusely. Thumma afaqa, gains his consciousness again. Wa masaha wajhahu, he wipes his face. Faqal, af'alu, la uhadithannaka hadithan. Haddathanihi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ana ma'ahu fi hadha al-bayti, ma ma'ahu ahadun ghayri wa ghayruh. I'm going to narrate you a hadith that nobody was in this home besides for me and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated this hadith to me. Thumma nashagha, he goes again. Thumma nashagha Abu Hurairata nashghatan shadidatan. This time he goes profusely, even more profusely than the previous time, into the sobbing mode. Thumma mala kharran ala wajhihi. He falls on his face. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu falls onto his face. Fa asnadduhu alayya tawilan. And now remember, the narrator is saying, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu fell on his face, bent, falling on his face, and the narrator said, I supported him for a long time. Thumma afaqa, he gains his consciousness. And again he says, فَقَالْ حَدَّثَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And now here's this beautiful hadith that is coming out. Look at that. So much of caution, so much of emotion, so much of love. And he says, now I'm going to say to you the hadith. And he says, حَدَّثَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ يَنْزِلُ إِلَى الْعِبَادِ لَيَقْضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَكُلُّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٌ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed me, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will turn his attention to his servants, liyaqdiya baynahum, to pass the judgment, the final judgment between them. Wa kullu ummatin jathiyatun. Wa kullu ummatin jathiyatun. Every nation will be kneeling. It will be that occasion. فَأَوَّلُ مَنْ يَدْعُو بِهِ رَجُلٌ جَمْعَ الْقُرْآنَ وَرَجُلٌ قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَرَجُلٌ كَثِيرُ الْمَالِ. First will be called, Allah will call out first on that day of Qiyamah. رَجُلٌ, not the one who was doing all this sihar and helping others to do it. And no, the person who memorized the Quran, the person attached to the Quran Sharif, come. فَأَوَّلُ مَنْ يَدْعُ بِهِ رَجُلٌ جَمْعَ الْقُرْآنِ. First come. وَرَجُلٌ قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. A person, a man was killed in the path of Allah, fighting bravely. وَرَجُلٌ كَثِيرُ الْمَالِ. And a person who was gathering lots of wealth. Was a person of a wealthy man. كَثِيرُ الْمَالِ. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ, Allah will say, لِلْقَارِئِ أَلَمْ أُعَلِّمُكَ مَا أَنْزَلْتُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِي. Did I not teach you what I revealed to my Rasul sallallahu, to my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قَالْ بَلَىٰ يَا رَبِّي. The person, the recite of the Quran Sharif, the person who is explaining the Quran Sharif, the Mufassir, whoever it is, the scholar, قَالْ بَلَىٰ يَا رَبِّي. Why not, Ya Rab, O my sustainer, why not? قال, فَمَاذَا عَلِمْتَ فِي مَا عُلِّمْتَ. So, what did you do with what I taught you? مَا عَمِلْتَ, فَمَاذَا عَمِلْتَ فِي مَا عُلِّمْتَ. What did you do with what you were taught with? قال, كُنْتُ أَقُومُ بِهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ. I used to stand firmly with it, establishing it in the day, in the night, and continuously. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Allah will say to that person, كَذَبْتَ, you lied. وَتَقُولُ لَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, كَذَبْتَ. And the angels will say, you lied. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لَهُ, بَلْ أَرَدْتَ أَن يُقَالَ إِنَّ فُلَانًا قَارِئٌ فَقَدْ قِيلَ ذَاكَ. Allah will say to that person, you intended, see, importance of intention. You intended that people will say that this person, he's a qari, he's a reciter, he's a mufassir, he explains so well, he's a this, that, qari'un. Yeah, it is mentioned qari, but if you take it broadly, it can refer to all. فَقَدْ قِيلَ ذَاكَ, and it was said about you. It was said. And that was said. People used to acknowledge you. وَيُؤْتَى بِصَاحِبِ الْمَالِ, a person with wealth, he'll be brought forward. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَلَمْ أُوَسِّعْ عَلَيْكَ حَتَّى لَمْ أَدَعْكَ تَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ أَلَمْ أُوَسِّعْ عَلَيْكَ حَتَّى لَمْ أَدَعْكَ تَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ, did I not spread out for you so much of wealth to the point that you were totally independent of others? I left you in the state, you were totally independent of other people, you never had to go begging. قَالْ بَلَىٰ يَا رَبِّي, definitely يَا رَبْ, my sustainer. فَمَاذَا عَمِلْتَ فِي مَا آتَيْتُكَ, what did you do with what I gave you? قال كنت أصل الرحمة وأتصدق, I used to join family ties, I used to give out in صدقة. فيقول الله له, Allah will say to this person, كذبت, you lied. وتقول له الملائكة, كذبت, the ملائكة also will say you lied. ويقول الله تعالى, بل أردت أن يقال فلان جواد فقد قيل ذاك, you wished, you intended that people must say, wow, what a generous person. فَقَدْ قِيلَ ذَاكَ, and it was said. وَيُعْتَى بِالَّذِي قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and now a person who was killed in the path of Allah, he will be brought forward. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لَهُ فِي مَاذَا قُتِلْتَ, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لَهُ, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لَهُ, Allah will say, فِي مَاذَا قُتِلْتَ, what were you killed for? فَيَقُولُ أُمِرْتُ بِالْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِكَ, فَقَاتَلْتُ حَتَّى قُتِلْتُ, I was instructed to fight in the path of Allah in jihad. فَقَاتَلْتُ, I was killed. I fought. فَقَاتَلْتُ, I fought. حَتَّى قُتِلْتُ, until I was killed. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَهُ, Allah will say to him, كَذَبْتَ, you lied. وَتَقُولُ لَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the malaika, the angels will say, كَذَبْتَ. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ, بَلْ أَرَدْتَ أَن يُقَالَ, بَلْ أَرَدْتَ أَن يُقَالَ فُلَانٌ جَرِيءٌ فَقَدْ قِيلَ ذَاكَ, you wished and intended that people must say, whoa, what a brave man. فَقَدْ قِيلَ ذَاكَ, that is exactly what was said about you. ثُمَّ ضَرَبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ عَلَىٰ رُكْبَتِي, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم then hit me on my knees, you know, to warn. فَقَالْ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ, أولئك الثلاثة أول خلق الله تسعر بهم النار يوم القيامة. This statement here should make our hair stand, O Ummah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he's saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aba Huraira, أولئك الثلاثة, these are the three categories of people. أول خلق الله تسعر بهم النار يوم القيامة. These first three are the creatures of Allah with whom the fire will be inflamed on the day of Qiyamah. This, if the narration goes on explaining the rest, but just to stop here, and it should already say that, you know what, the next time I perform salah, the next time I explain a hadith, the next time I read Quran, the next time I give out sadaqah, the next time I intend to do any good action, I must be concerned. It must be done solely, only for the pleasure of Allah. And this then will protect us going forth forward in terms of our deeds. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.